This week on Stuck in Beta, we're drinking vintage stouts.
We're eating spicy mango beef jerky.
And figuring out if the Pope is actually a fan of Chicago beer.
Plus, the top five winter drinks you need right now. Let's get into it.
Hey there, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh. How's it going, Greg?
Oh, it's going pretty good. It's a day where you put things on the agenda and I really didn't. I think it's sometimes it goes back and forth. Yeah. Sometimes we actually collaborate, you know. Sometimes it's more one-sided.
Yeah.
I think it's more one-sided this week.
Oh, well, we'll see if any of the stuff that I put on there is even remotely interesting.
Although, funny thing is, your wife, Lori,
yep.
You were going to bring a beer over for us to drink.
I was.
And she drank it.
She did. I had one stout left from that trip that I took a couple months ago to Michigan. I said, hey, save this one here. I think I mentioned it like twice. Like, I just want to make sure there's one left so I can share it with Greg on the podcast. And the other day we were looking in there and I was like, oh yeah, just hang on to this one stout here. I went to look for it today. Gone.
You didn't have a label on it. Josh's beer or something.
I probably should have.
Yeah.
I need to do that. But that got us to talking about whether or not we should try to maybe clean out some of our older beers that we have. I have some in my beer fridge that are older. You have some in your beer fridge and your cellar.
A lot.
Yeah, you have a lot.
I got to say, I was a sucker. This will probably be a new series for Beer 30, Stuck in Beta, where we're pulling out old beers. I don't know if we'll do it every week, but it's something to do. I was a sucker for one of those new... you got to get this beer. It's 14%. It's been barrel aged for several years, and you need to get, you know, Abraxas was probably the first one that was a big deal in this area.
Yep.
And then every brewery started doing the thing.
Yeah, our local brewery here, Main and Mill. I never got a chance to actually stand in line for one, but I know you did that several times.
Oh, yeah.
You would go get a bottle that was special release, be there at, like, was it 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning?
And I think I have that one.
All of them that you purchased?
Not all of them, but a lot of them. Now, this one isn't today. This one isn't local, but since it's Thanksgiving, Goose Island always has their Bourbon County Stouts. They always have Black Friday.
Yep.
It comes out on Black Friday. And this is, what'd you say? 2020?
2020.
It is the anniversary. No. So is it?
Yeah, I think that's just what it's called, anniversary.
Goose Island anniversary. We did not even refrigerate this or anything, but there's the box. Very pretty. There you go.
And what do you think this retailed for back then?
$20
or so, give or take?
No, the anniversary is probably more like 50, I bet.
No kidding? Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I feel very privileged and special to be sharing this with you then.
It doesn't have, it should have like a zip top, you know, come on.
Yeah, so you can.
This is like taped on that you can't.
You want to be able to display it somewhere afterwards?
Yeah. Oh, well, there it goes. Now the value is nothing.
Yeah. So we were looking these up, and I've seen them posted for sale for like $30, and I didn't look very closely. Maybe they were empty now that I think about it.
Okay, so I'm putting this back in, and we're going to resell it. Okay.
But we also saw a couple of them that were on different websites that looked like they were trying to sell these things for like $200. And, I mean, the more I look, I see them more in the like $15 to $30 range, but there's some that are... like 230. I don't understand the difference. But I guess we're going to find out.
Well, this is the anniversary. It's stout age for 2 years in 12-year Wells bourbon barrels. And it even says on the bottle, or maybe it was a box, it says it retains, oh, develops in the bottle up to 5 years. Well, we're 5 years later, yeah. So.
Exactly, or almost exactly.
Yeah, give or take. We're about, well, it was bottled in June of, oh, actually, the five-year mark, is that the, wait a minute. Yeah, June 25, right?
What? Oh, June 25th, your birthday.
Well, no, or is that June of 25? It's 08 June 25.
I guess that's Best Buy, maybe? Because it says on here that it's 2020 special release. I don't know. Confusing.
So, as I said, we didn't chill it. It's just whatever temperature it is in the basement.
Yeah, it's probably, what, 65 down
here? I've got my little thermometer. I'm going to put it in mine. I don't want to. So, what's the ABV on this thing? Man, that is
15.2, I think.
That is a dark beer. Oh, yeah, I saw some. Is that chunks coming in there?
I don't know. I hope it was bubbles.
Well, I got a little chunks.
I mean, it.
Oh, we're at 64 degrees, 63.
Okay.
That's actually not too bad for a stout, I don't think, right?
No. It seemed like it had, yeah, not much carbonation. But I don't know if that's normal or not. I don't think there's any chunkiness down in there.
Well, I'll find out if I got some to chew on in here.
Very much whiskey and chocolate is what I get.
Very, yeah, and strong. Very dark.
Let's see. All right. Let's get a taste.
It's strong.
It's strong.
But it is smooth.
Yeah. Very, like, super dark chocolate.
Why does it seem super quiet? Does that seem really quiet to you down here?
It does. Maybe you don't have your HVAC running or something. I don't know.
I don't know, but it seems quieter than normal. this thing warms you up.
Yeah. It's boozy. It's very, like, strong dark chocolate. I don't know that I get too much more out of it than that.
Yeah, honestly, for this being their anniversary, I don't feel that there's a lot of flavors. I feel it's good, but all I'm really tasting is it's almost a one note type of,
yeah,
the whiskey chocolate. It's 5 years later, so give or take what you say about that. But it says,
yeah, it's good within the 5 years, or 5 years. It continues to age or blend or whatever within 5 years. Wonder what's supposed to happen after the 5 years then. Does it break down, lose?
Maybe that something? That's probably what they say. And a lot of them, I've heard a lot of breweries say, we release these to be drank
right
when we release them.
Not as a collector's item.
Yeah, so.
So you have a 2018 back there you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how. Honestly, this isn't as sweet as I would like. These darker ones. Man, this is, you feel
it's
it.
It's a throat burner.
It is really, really warm going down. Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Kind of, man, I compare this to when you're drinking cough medicine, like NyQuil. Yeah. It's got that burn and feeling. And I feel that's a different burn than what you normally get from whiskey or a hard liquor.
It's warm as you exhale.
Yeah.
But I like it. I think it's good. It's a good sipping beer. And we're finally into some like chilly fall weather. It's gloomy outside. It's been raining off and on all day today.
70s tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So
we're going up and down. Hopefully it'll.
We like to pair our beers with the season though, yeah. And we're getting into that cold weather, so this one will keep you warm. I like it. I'd give it a B. It's not, like you said, it's not the most flavorful.
It's not as complex that you would think their anniversary one should be, but I don't know. I'd probably be B minus, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, if you like a good sipping by the fire type stout, that's what this is, and that's what you get.
Yeah. So you want to talk about some beer news that I came across?
Sure,
recently?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
While we just continue to sip on this
sure.
beer. We have been, we have on this channel tried several from Rogue. Is it Rogue Artisan Ales, I think is the official name of the brewery.
Yeah.
And they just like out of the blue a few days ago shut down their brewery in Oregon. And they were the second largest craft brewer out there, which I guess Deschutes, which is my hat, is I think the largest, but we've had a few beers from them over the years, and like there was no notice, there was no announcement or anything like that. They just essentially closed the doors one day and said, we're shutting down.
Hmm. They didn't even sell off or anything. They just...
No, not from what I saw. I watched a couple news clips, and you know, people out there were surprised and disappointed. They were saying that there was, I don't know, something like 50 people that worked there, and they were all let go with the exception of like three to kind of coordinate the whatever is going to happen, maybe with their inventory or whatever. But yeah, that's a shame. And
did they like shrink down inside? Because I haven't had a Rogue beer in so long. Now, what was their Dead Guy Ale or
yeah,
they had a lot. I'm thinking Arrogant Bastard, but that's Stone. But they seemed more popular about 10 years ago, and they're, maybe it's just me. It hasn't been in my fridge.
Yeah. I don't know that it's even been readily available in our area.
'Cause I remember the big liquor store around us would be Friar Tuck,
mm-hmm.
and they would have the shelf. They'd all be these big bottles, and they had the Voodoo Donut. They did a lot of collabs mm-hmm. with them, but they had a lot of different ones. Santa's Private Reserve, I remember that was actually a really good one, and it didn't taste like a Christmas tree like a lot of the Christmas ones do. But huh,
yeah, it looks like the four that we have had on the Beer 30 channel were Saint Rogue Red Ale, Rogue Sriracha Hot Stout Beer, Hazelnut Brown Nectar Ale, and Yellow Snow.
Hmm. I thought we had the Santa's Reserve, Private Reserve, too.
Is the Saint Rogue Red Ale perhaps that one? I'm not sure. Nope. That's something different.
That, I swear we've had that, unless we didn't record it.
Or didn't, yeah. Could be.
So
yeah, that's kind of, I don't know, surprising. They've been in business for 37 years.
Wow. Yeah, you would think that something that big and they would have sold off at some point, but mm-hmm. huh, that's strange. Okay.
In other beer news.
Oh, here we go. Another downer?
No. This okay. one's not a downer. This one is kind of, I don't know, it was kind of funny. Was that, so the new Pope is from Chicago.
Yeah.
And the governor of Chicago, J.B. Pritzker, he yeah. went to visit the Pope, and he took him some gifts, and one of them was a beer called Da Pope. D-A, oh. like Da Bears.
Yeah.
Da Pope. And I should have pulled this up who the brewer was here. This is, let's see.
Burning Bush?
Burning Bush Brewery, yeah, Chicago. So the little snippet of the video that I saw was I think the governor's wife actually was talking about the beer as she was handing it to him, and he said, I'm going to put this in my fridge. And that like made all the headlines that you won't believe what the Pope said about this beer.
Well, he said he was going to put it in the fridge. He didn't say he was going to drink it. So.
I know. Which, I mean, Catholic, right? I mean, the Pope can drink beer.
Yeah. Right? And yeah. And he's Chicago, so I mean.
Right. It's interesting. I mean, he's the first American Pope, right?
Right.
So, I mean, he's He speaks English, obviously, and very soft spoken guy, though. I never had, don't think I'd ever seen him speak until I'm watching this video about beer.
Yeah.
And he's very soft spoken. And then the last one that I saw that was kind of news is
beer news, huh?
Yeah. Big, big news stories. So this one was kind of, I don't know, silly, but I don't, politics aside, I don't agree with this, but there was apparently a request to have the presidential seal on a beer pong game, and basically having like Trump's logo on it and like the company or whatever that provides
like Trump's logo, or like a
like Trump president of the United States.
Oh,
I guess.
Not
like
just the presidential seal.
Not, yeah, it was, I guess, all of it kind of combined.
Oh, I see.
And so they're, of course, there's, you know, controversy that this shouldn't be. And, you know, I don't know. That's, I feel like it's kind of, it's pretty weird that like the president of the United States is, whether it's his direct company or not, it's his name, is, you know, able to brand things, like monetize it like the rest of an influencer.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll turn some people off with that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't. I think it's
Greg
very
says no comment.
Yeah, no comment. I don't understand the branding of everything and selling basically junk, you know.
Yeah.
It's very something you do afterwards, maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, make your money on that stuff after, not during.
During, yeah.
It's silly, but
That was the beer news for the week.
Beer news. Burp. Sorry, I can't burp on command. You went to the Blues game this week.
Yeah, our friends were in town, Jeremy
and
Robin.
Didn't get to see him, but sounded like you guys had a good time.
It was. I probably haven't been to a Blues game. So this is hockey for anyone that might be listening that's not aware. National Hockey League game, St. Louis Blues. I went to the game, the three couples went to the game, and it was fun. They are terrible this year, though. And Jeremy's a big fan, and his wife Robin, and they were like, the whole time they were kind of like, yeah, I wish they'd put a better product on the ice, you know, that kind of thing.
But same with the Cardinals.
I know, yeah. That's the thing that's frustrating about St. Louis sports right now is they all kind of suck, but they were getting shut out 4-0, and they ended up scoring a goal within like 30 seconds left to play or something. But it was I hadn't been there in like probably 15 years for a hockey game. I've been for concerts and things like that.
15 years?
Yeah,
no kidding.
And
no way.
No, Lori and I we both looked back at when we'd been, and it was when Lexi was in like fifth grade, I think. She won a ticket for something at school, and
I remember going with you and your two oldest boys to a game.
Really?
Yeah.
They must have been pretty little then.
Yeah, no, that. It probably was 15 years ago.
Yeah. But it was fun. We were in the very top row, which was kind of nice because there's nobody behind us, but at that kind of venue, you still feel like you're pretty close to the action.
Yeah, it's not that far away.
Yeah. I don't know. It was fun. That's, you know, all I can really say about that.
It'd be a lot better if they won. Huh?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it's better in the next 15 years.
That's the next. You're decided. You're not. I mean, at least you. Oh, I guess that was wait. Man, it seems so long. It doesn't seem that long ago. But I remember our friend Dan. Mm-hmm. He would always, he was huge Blues fan. Well, so was my brother Jeff. And we would, when they'd make the playoff, that was the time when they were going to make the playoffs every year, no matter what. They always did.
Yep.
And
not anymore.
Be like, okay, I got tickets for the first round or whatever.
Yep.
You want to go? Sure. Oh, man.
This beer's making me warm.
It is, man. This is. I got to be honest, that, you know, I gave it the B minus. It's not my favorite. Huh. Definitely isn't my favorite.
I don't really care for the ones that they really try to make super high alcohol. And I mean, I think a lot of these bourbon barrel aged, they're probably in this above 10%, right?
Yeah.
But this one feels like, I mean, even with it being 15 or whatever, it feels higher than that, doesn't it?
Yeah. The 8 to 12, keep it in that range.
Yeah. Maybe on the lower side of that, too.
Yeah. Well, they don't always, when you barrel age, it doesn't always.
Sure.
Especially if you're with those, with the whiskey and the, yeah, all that. Oh, what else? While you were at the hockey game, Molly and I ended up having a little date night.
Oh.
We went to dinner or whatever, and then we went to Ted Drew's.
Yeah.
It's probably the first time this year going to Ted Drew's. We go pretty often. If you're not from St. Louis, hey, welcome to the podcast. Ted Drew's is huge custard place. What do they close down in the winter for? Right, like after they sell Christmas trees, and then I guess after Christmas they close down for like 2 months.
Oh, they do? The main location.
The
does?
Main location.
I didn't know that.
And then it's back open again. I was watching a video. You know all those YouTube videos pop up? Trying all of St. Louis's favorite foods or best foods. And I saw one where they went to Emo's. They got the Red Hot Riblets. And then they went to Ted Drew's. And one of them asked them there, they go, what's the most popular thing? And to my surprise, they said strawberry shortcake is probably our most popular. And I don't know if it was just the person at the window at the time. I had never tried the strawberry shortcake. I'm pretty much, I get a concrete. I love the tiramisu.
Yep.
That's one of my favorites. But I'm like, let's get the strawberry shortcake. And it was really good. It was really, yeah. I mean, there's nothing special about it, but it was really, really good.
So I'm thinking back to my Dairy Queen days. The strawberry shortcake was like a round cake, and then it had ice cream on top of it, and basically just, strawberry, what they call it at the time, puree or whatever, or
yeah,
sauce, strawberry
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, it was kind of that juice, strawberries, yeah. and strawberry pieces and whipped cream. Mm-hmm. And this was more... like some of the shortcake, it's almost like a biscuit.
Oh, really?
That's kind of what that was.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking it was at Dairy Queen. It was more like a sponge cake or
like those round. Looks like a Twinkie almost.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. So
this is more like a biscuit. Hmm. I think
that's interesting.
I mean, it's real sweet and cakey, but man, it was good. Huh. It was really good.
I have to keep that in mind. We haven't been there in a long time.
And the thing is, I was like, I'll get a small one. They're like, it only comes in one size. And this thing was...
Oh, really?
It was big. And I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to eat this.
Where'd it go?
Oh, well, I can't eat this last three bites, you know? So Molly got like a mini or a micro, whatever the smallest is, while I'm eating this big thing, you know?
So where did you go did you go to dinner for your date?
We ended up at Carnivore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've been there before.
That's one of our favorite spots. And honestly, we didn't really have a plan. Or we're like, let's just you and my, actually have a date. We don't get to do that very often. So, and the day before, I just made a reservation for there because I'm like, what's going to happen tomorrow? We're going to be like, where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Yeah.
So I had one in just in my back pocket that I could go, okay, I have reservations here. You want to go here? Well, we like that. We haven't been there in a year or so.
Yep. We were probably not too far from you.
Yeah, you were going on the hill too, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name.
You were
a
lot
place.
Earlier, though. We were like, I don't know if it's... It was pretty early because you had the Blues game to go to, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the name of the place.
Do you go to Ragazzi's?
No.
No. That place, every time I don't think I've ever eaten there because the line's always so long there.
It was interesting. This place that we went to, was it opened at 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
And we only served dinner. And our friend Jeremy says, so they like to go there. I can't remember what it was called, but he said it's like, he kind of joked, it feels like it's run by the mafia because there's no windows to this building.
Oh, yeah.
They've all been boarded up, or not boarded up, but like bricked up, bricked over.
Antonio's or?
No, it.
Mama's is one we love,
Mama's,
too.
No.
You've went there. Yeah. We ate in the basement the one time we went there.
Shoot, I cannot think of the name of it. I don't know if you've been there or not. It was good, though. I had spaghetti cum broccoli. I've never had that before, no. Which, I mean, nothing.
So red sauce, basically.
No, it was white sauce.
It was?
Yeah. Spaghetti with white sauce and broccoli.
Okay.
It was good. It was really good.
Huh.
What else?
Well, So here's a dilemma I'm in with. Oh, this okay. is kind of tech news. You heard of the fight between the Google and ABC, mm-hmm. how YouTube TV was missing ABC and Disney and all that.
Yep.
I mean, ABC is a channel that apparently we watch a lot. Well, we watch trash TV on. There's Dancing with the Star and Bachelor and those type shows. And I know the kids watch Disney channels and stuff like that, but you know, we also have Disney Plus. So while that was going on, I was looking for alternatives. Obviously, I have over the air antenna going into my house where I can record, you know, anything over the air. So ABC is not a big deal. I can still get that. It's those other channels that. National Geographic, I think, is one that we tend to watch, too. There's a lot of... It's usually, like, animal shows and stuff, but... So, I was going around trying to figure out, okay... And you know how much YouTube TV is now?
I assume it's around 80 or so.
Yeah, I think it's $82.99 or something. Jeez.
So, you're thinking about getting rid of that?
It's one of those where it's, like, it's a big chunk of money... And,
yeah, it is.
And we enjoy it. It's a good interface and all that. But when it comes down to it, what are we really watching that we can't get on something else? Mm-hmm. I checked out this service, Philo. It doesn't have any of the Disney channels or anything, but like Food Network is one that we tend to watch too a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's like $30 a month.
Oh, yeah. That's huge savings.
Yeah, so... I don't know. We're still up in the air but if you can save $50 a month, I mean that's a big deal. That's what $600 a year.
Yeah,
so.
It's huge.
Yeah,
I would say go for it and at least experiment. You can always go back to it if it just becomes so
true
inconvenient.
Like the kids don't care. They pull up Netflix. They pull up Disney.
Yep.
They pull up those two things and they're set. They'll watch the same thing over and over. They don't care about live TV, well, except for Millie because Dance with the Stars. But
the only thing that I like or that I currently watch on live TV is football, and I don't even necessarily watch it every week. But on YouTube TV, there's a lot of like functionality in there.
Yeah,
that you can select just the what do they call it the key plays. If you come into the game, you know, and it's half over or whatever.
Yeah, you catch up.
Yeah, you can. It'll just snip out the key plays, and they're really fast, like 5 to 10 seconds of a scene or a play or whatever, and then it'll go to the next one and the next one, and of course, like you said, you can. I don't know if you said it, but I mean, you can. If I join in and want to watch the Chiefs game, and it started an hour ago, it automatically records it.
It knows that you watched the Chiefs, so it automatically is recording. Is that what you just
I don't
said?
Know if that's how it does it, or if it does it because it's a sports broadcast
you can,
or whatever.
You can pick a favorite team too.
I don't know if you did that. That's right. I did do that.
Yeah, And it'll record it anytime they're on.
Yeah, so I can join it, or I can click on it, and it'll just ask me, do you want to watch it from the beginning, or do you want to watch it from live?
Do you want me to hide scores? And
Yeah, so I don't know. That is kind of nice, but I could live without it. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Same with Blues and Cardinals. They're not on. Blues and Cardinals aren't on there, so.
Mm-mm. Well, speaking of saving a little bit of money on a subscription, I recently switched to Mint Mobile.
Oh, yeah?
And I like it. So far, so good. I mean, no issues. It feels exactly the same. I was on Google Fi paying. So I think for Lori and I, it was $80 a month. You know, for the two of us.
Yeah.
And their subscription service works a little different, where you can pay up front and pay like a little bit less. So we pay, I just wanted to test it, and I did a 3-month subscription or whatever, and you pay up front, and it's $15 a month. So you pay $45, and it covers you for 3 months.
That's unlimited internet and all that?
So that is actually 5 gigabytes, and I don't remember what the tiers are. It goes up a little bit more if you want like 10 or 20 gigabytes or whatever of data. There is an unlimited plan as well. But I went back and looked at our usage history through Google Fi, and it's rare that we went above 5 gigabytes.
Oh, yeah.
And when we did, it was usually when we were traveling. And so they give an option within the app that if you start to run short, it'll give you a warning, and you can buy like an extra gigabyte or 5 gigabytes or whatever.
Yeah, because Molly and I are on unlimited, and we're paying $65, both of us together. $65 a month on Google Fi.
Wow, I wonder why mine was more expensive. I had unlimited, and it was $80 for the two of us.
Although, it's weird. It's consistent. I don't know. It's like it. Well, I know at some point I added her on, so that would make sense why it went up. But yeah, 65.
That's weird. I wonder why I would be paying more than you. But yeah, I switched, and then I waited a month, and then I switched Lori, because I wanted to feel it out first and make sure that it was going to work for us. And it was really easy to switch. You know, all that stuff is like, it's an eSIM.
Yeah, and everything.
And it just took a matter of minutes, and then it walks you through how to disconnect Google Fi and all that. So, I mean, for us, so we're technically paying like $30 a month compared to $80. So it's like a $50 a month savings.
Oh, that's nice.
Essentially, you feel like you're getting the same exact thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, going back to your dilemma with YouTube TV, you're giving up a little bit of convenience and, you know, functionality that might not exist with another service. But in the case of my example, it's like, it feels exactly the same.
Yeah. There's not really a difference there.
So, you want me to send you the referral code?
I don't know. I've been with Fi for a long time. I just moved her over, recently, within the last 4 months or so. Huh. She says all of a sudden she started getting a lot more spam calls since then. I don't know how that's any different on a different carrier. And but
Google does a really good job.
That's what I... Now, she is using an iPhone, though.
Yeah. And I haven't noticed any kind of like uptick on that on my end using Mint. I've been on it for a little over a month now. So I don't know that would.
Right.
I mean, I just feel like the Google phone itself, well, the Pixel phone, whatever you call it, I feel like that does a really good job of screening a lot of that stuff. So maybe she needs to go to.
I know. I'm like, you know, because the comparison, the phone I have, which is the XL, Pixel, Pro, whatever, whatever they have top of the line right now, I think, it's like $500 or something with all the discounts and everything. And like for the iPhone, it's about $1,000.
Wow.
So it's one of those. Yeah. You could probably finance the iPhone too, but I don't know. So for me, it's whatever you like. So she, this, it goes back maybe about 5 years ago. I remember her saying, okay, I'll get a Android like you. And she had it for like 3 days. And then she's like, nope, I can't do it. But I don't know.
I'm curious what the breakout is of the percentage of iPhone users versus Android. I'm going to pull it up here. So it looks like the Android market share as of the end of 2024 stands at 70, almost 71%, while the iPhone market share for the same period is 29%.
That's surprising me.
Very
surprising. Is that just the, is that the U.S. or is that worldwide?
Let's see. These numbers are relatively stable, fluctuating within a range of no more than 5 to 7%. And at first glance, it seems like there is no real competition, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I mean, I would feel, well, I don't, I really have no idea what the market is like outside of the U.S. for Android, but I know it's really strong for iPhones outside of the U.S.
Oh, I thought it would be, because you'd think an Android phone would be a cheaper phone in, like, especially countries that aren't too wealthy, or I don't know.
That's true. Let's see. I think this is worldwide because it says 87 billion dollars compared to $48 billion spent on Android. Yeah, more money is being spent in the Apple App Store compared to the Android store.
And it may just be, look, my mom and dad have Android phones. They don't know what they have. They just they just get what they get.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where when you sign up for a plan on some of those senior, there's one that the AARP. They just give you whatever phone, and it's probably an Android because that's the operating system is it's available to anyone, you know.
Yep.
So they could build a phone and just pop it on there.
So this one is specific to the global market. And it says the percentage of iPhone users is approximately 27 to 32%. Still about in the same range. So I guess that other was as well. It was global as well.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Because
I thought it was the other way around.
In my own circle of people that it's, I'd say 1 in 5, 1 in 7.
Yeah. And I always catch slack for being an old man Android user.
Oh, have the green bubble or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm gonna use this now. I'm gonna be like, dude, you're in the minority. Like with your 30%.
Yeah.
You know, there's like 70% of us that are using Android.
Yeah. I don't know. But not every Android is a, you know, like you have a Pixel, it's more of the, I guess I would say the higher end version of their phones.
Oh, okay. So it's the operating system that is more like you think that's what this data is?
Yeah, that's what that data is.
So just because it's a Pixel, or just because it's Android doesn't mean it's a Pixel.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. That makes sense.
All right. You want to do that snack you brought?
Let's do it.
Okay. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts.
This has one of your favorite words on the package there, Greg.
New.
With an exclamation mark. Capital letters.
Do you go into a store like the Terminator with the on-screen display just looking bloop, 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 and then you see new and you're like, doesn't matter what it is.
This one is from Jack Lynx, and this is a meat snack. There's two flavors in one bag. And it was a little confusing. We were talking about this before we hit record because half of the bag says there's a sweet side that is mango flavored beef jerky. And then there is a spicy side, which is jalapeno flavored beef jerky. But I think every piece of beef jerky is flavored with both. I originally thought that there was a separation of like one piece of beef jerky was.
Like I was saying, I know Doritos does that where they have like a blue cheese Dorito and a hot wing Dorito and it's in the bag together.
Take a sniff of that. It's spicy.
Yeah.
Grab you some meat.
Yeah.
Do you like beef jerky?
Oh, yeah. I'll take a few.
I used to not like it like years ago whenever I was younger, but I've really grown to appreciate it quite a bit.
Yeah, I like the beef sticks too.
Yeah.
Mango and jalapeno.
Jalapeno, yeah. So far, not too spicy.
Very, very sweet. I almost feel the I don't taste the jalapeno, but I feel it coming out my nose.
Oh, really? This is good.
Yeah, they're very good.
There was a couple other duo flavors, but none of them said new, so I guess this duo thing has been around for a while.
Those are good. I'd say they're more sweet than spicy. I guess there's a little spice on the back end.
A little bit.
I've been getting a lot of the now I can't remember the what the heck is the name of the beef stick?
Oh yeah, we talked about this a while back.
Chomps.
Chomps, yeah. We've got those too. Those are so good.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah, they're a little higher, but I think they're better in quality.
Yeah, they are
kind
of
higher price, but yeah.
Yeah, like $20 or something, right, for the that red bag there?
Yeah, like an 8-pack. So, yeah.
And you were saying that your wife, Molly, said, what kind of road snack should we get
yeah,
for this weekend?
she was asking, and we had this discussion in the summer, I believe, talking about road snacks, and it's I like the pull and peel. That's mine, you know. It's not a long trip though. That's the thing. I mean, we'll probably eat breakfast as soon as we hit the road. I'm not ready for snacks. It's a 5-hour trip, you know.
So you're leaving tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Heading to Branson.
Branson, we'll probably make a stop off at Bucky's in Springfield. What? You got to stop there. Well, there's where you pick up all the road snacks, but we're only an hour away at that point. So it's kind of pointless.
No, I say, oh my gosh, because I made an attempt to go into a Bucky's once and it was a freaking nut house.
Oh, you've never been in one?
I was inside of one.
And turn around?
Yeah, because this was the one down in Gulf Shore, well, right outside of Gulf Shores, Alabama, when we were visiting our friends, Jeremy and Robin, a few years ago, and walked in, and it was a madhouse. It was absolutely insane.
It is, yeah.
And the bathroom was...
Bathrooms are super clean, though.
I mean, I've heard that, but there was a line to get into the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crowded.
And I can't remember what it was exactly. There was something that we were kind of curious to look at, some kind of food. I don't remember what it was, but again, there was like a massive, like
the beaver nuggets.
I don't know. Is that something you have to stand in line for at like a deli counter type thing?
They have a whole jerky section where you could buy it. It's almost like a deli picking out your meat from the behind the counter.
That must have been what it was, that we were going to take a look at that, and then it was like half the store was...
But they also have it bagged, too. Oh, okay. So, I mean...
I was overwhelmed by the amount of people that were there.
It's an experience. Like I said, bathrooms. One thing I like of the bathrooms, George Costanza would like this. The doors go to the floor.
Yep.
And they're wide, they're big, stall.
Mm-hmm.
The urinals have a good separation walls in between.
Speaking of that, it's coming back now.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's getting me. This is good, but yeah, the spiciness sneaks up on you a little bit. But speaking of the urinal walls, I was going to ask you, I don't remember or not, but I think at Busch Stadium where the Cardinals play, the urinals are just side by side, right? There's no separation wall.
No, there isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the Blues game there is, or at the whatever.
There's actual walls? I don't remember.
Not walls,
that.
But it's like a divider.
Right.
It comes out, yeah. And there's a screen straight ahead that, you know, kind of like you can, you know, just
distraction. Enough shows a picture of a waterfall.
Enough noise. Get you in the- and other things where it, like, for those of us that might have a little bit of a shy bladder.
Stage fright.
it's helpful. So having that wall that's like, I don't know, 3 feet deep or whatever, it feels like you're in your own.
Well, yeah. Isn't Wrigley space. Have the trough still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little too.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
When you're touching elbows
shoulders,
with someone,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
The one guy at the end peeing all the way to the others.
I'll never forget the time when our friend and former co-host here, the other Josh, we were at the Brewery Lights at Anheuser-Busch, and I walked up to the urinal after he was already standing there, and I had said something to him. But I mean, it's like a guy I knew, you know,
yeah.
And he walks out, or, you know, we both finished up. He didn't even like acknowledge me. Whatever I said, I don't even remember. And afterwards we walk out into the crowd with the rest of the people. And he's like, some guy tried to talk to me at the urinal. I'm like, it was me. How did you not recognize my voice? And he's like, I don't know. Why is anybody trying to talk to you into the urinal? Like,
that is the unwritten rule. I mean, but yeah, if you know someone.
Well, yeah. And then this, it kind of reminded me that I was at the Blues game and our friend Mike was like two urinals over and he made a comment that whatever was on the screen wasn't the Blues game. It was something like a commercial or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why aren't they playing why aren't they playing the game here on this screen? And I mean, I knew it was him through my peripheral vision and also I recognized his voice.
And you walked in with him, probably?
No, well, I mean, he might have been like a minute later or something, but yeah.
Well, there's also the rule. Well, you can't do this at a game because at a game, it's wall-to-wall people, but a normal situation, you always go to the furthest to the wall.
Yeah.
And then you
every other?
Yeah. The next person goes to the furthest on the other side.
Yeah.
And then the next person has to go in the middle, and then, you know, you keep that distance.
Yeah, Mike always refers to that as urinal rules.
Yeah, exactly. That is urinal rules.
And you have to put a space in between. So in other words, and I don't know that he followed that rule that you just outlined there, but I know that he was two spaces away from me with nobody in between. He wasn't like in the next.
Well, yeah, you can't stand next to it. No. If there is one further away, you don't stand next.
Right
next to someone.
Urinal rules.
Yep, it's true. It's a thing.
So what do you think of these snacks?
Oh, it's good. I like them.
I don't know that I would get these for a road snack, though. They're a little too spicy for me.
Yeah, I don't mind them so much. So I was going to do a top five. I put it on there. I don't know if you're... can come up with something off the top of your head, because I really I'm going to have to work at it as well.
Okay.
But it's so here's it's beer / drink, so it could be anything.
Okay.
For the winter. Hmm. We're getting to the colder weather.
Yep.
What beverages do you turn to when it's cold?
Mm-hmm.
So you could be as specific as you want to, or you can just say stouts or whatever. But
water.
Water, that's lame. There we go. Top five. All right. I have no particular order on this, so I'm going to start out with a number five. Beers... / drinks for winter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with hot apple cider. Okay.
Ooh.
So you can, I like me. I used to make it at a Halloween party all the time where mm-hmm. I'd spike year, it right? too.
Oh, wait.
I did the cold, the regular.
Cold, yeah.
Yeah. But I used to make it in a crock pot and add right, in like yeah. brandy or something.
Yeah, those cinnamon sticks in there sometimes too, right?
Yeah. And, but also, go if you ever want a non-coffee drink, I know Starbucks, big thing, but if you ever go there, they have a hot apple cider. It's like a really good, like, cinnamon apple drink. It's very good.
Hmm. Really?
Tasty.
I'll have to look for that. I did not know they had those kind of things there.
Yeah. I think they have a different kind. They have that all the time, the hot apple cider, but I think there's like a different version of it during the Christmas season as well. It may be out. I don't know. But that would be my number five.
Number five.
Okay. Are you going to be able to come up with five? I kind of put you on the spot.
Well, I think a lot of these we're probably going to share. I mean, we're going to have the same opinion on. So I think, you know, in the beer category.
Caramel apple spice is the other one.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely my beer, I guess, choices change and like to go more on the darker side. And so,
the darker side.
I mean, this time of year, we're talking winter specifically, probably past the browns and looking at the porters.
And I know we're saying winter, but we're still in fall.
Yeah,
but
we are for another, what, month?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, any kind of like dark beer, really, browns, whatever, it doesn't really matter. But I'm not really drinking would rather not drink the IPA or, well, yeah, I'll stick with that because I know you have another one on here that is going to be in a separate category for beers.
Oh, do I? let me just agree with you on that. I would go with the darker. Some of my favorite that comes out around this time is the milk chocolate stout from Four Hands and the peanut butter stout. And right now, I think they have the Fat Elvis one out, which is the banana and
oh yeah
and chocolate
mm-hmm.
stout. So I will just put that as my number four.
And of course, the Bourbon Counties coming out this time of year.
Yeah,
next week.
Yeah, are you gonna wait in line?
I doubt it.
You know, it's funny. I used to just wait in line for that. Now. Especially, so it's at a grocery store near our house where they always have it, but they never seem to sell out on Black Friday. So you easily find it later that day or the next week, you know.
Do you remember we should have talked about this when we were drinking this beer, but, oh yeah, did you get something? Did you get some chunks?
There is a chunk in there.
Gross. Okay.
I don't know what it was.
It's going to be interesting as we continue to make our way through your supply back there. We're going to have to be careful not to pour out the
It's probably bottle. A piece of yeast or something. I don't know.
I left like a half an inch or so in there in the bottle. But do you remember that year that there was like five or maybe it was four variants and there was like the regular and we were all trying to get all of them and I went up to the counter, whatever they had left. I think they may have had four different ones. One of them was sold out. And I was carrying them, and I dropped one, like, right at the counter.
Oh, we were already out the door. We didn't see you drop it, but yeah.
And
we're like, what's taking him so long?
And I think they ended up giving me a replacement, which was really nice. And then whenever I got home, I was going to put them in the fridge, and I dropped the damn beer again. The same beer. So I never got to try that one, whatever it was. And yeah, I dropped it twice and smashed it twice.
I think there was a creme brulee one that I thought was really good. I wonder if that was it.
Maybe, because I don't remember ever trying that one.
That's
what
funny.
Else?
I don't know.
I mean, you said stouts and porters. I mean, I would say the other beer is just anything that's, and I was going to bring one over today, is anything that's like the spicy, like Christmas ales.
Yeah.
I've come to enjoy those more now than I did probably 10 or 15 years ago, where I thought, like you said earlier, they taste like Christmas trees.
Yeah, I feel I'm the same way with some of those pumpkin ones too. I used to be like, I don't know so much, and then now I'm like, it's not too bad.
Yeah,
but
gets me in the spirit.
Yeah, I agree. But then again, some of those Christmas ones are very, like, I love Main and Mill beers, but I do not like their Christmas one.
Yeah,
I think it's not my favorite. Schlafly's, for me, is hit or miss. I feel their recipe changes are something. Mm-hmm. I feel some years I'm like, oh, this is really good. And then other years I'm like, oh, no.
That's the one actually I was going to bring over, but it's from 2024. So I'm curious how it would
hold
up.
It's probably fine.
It probably is. But I really enjoyed that one last year, and I got a couple left in my fridge I was going to bring over.
Is that one when something's marked Christmas and it's, you know,
January,
February, or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you reach for that one anymore?
No, that's why it's still in the fridge.
Yeah, okay. I'm the same way. I'm like, well, I can't drink that.
Right.
The same way, the pumpkin with the, it looks like the jack-o'-lantern on the front. I'm like, I can't drink that. It's not Halloween anymore.
You can't drink the summer lager, right?
Yeah. Although I probably, summer lager, I'd be more likely to drink, since it's not as, it doesn't have the flavors that go crazy.
Like, yeah, it's more mild. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you have next?
Another one I got. I mean, this is just a wintertime hot chocolate.
Just, oh, yeah.
Period. Hot chocolate.
When you come in from the snow.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean,
sledding.
You can't just take Swiss Miss and add it to, you gotta actually melt the chocolate with the milk on the stove. That's how we do it. That's how.
The Mushong way.
That's the Mushong way. The whole crew loves the hot chocolate.
I don't know if I would have another one to add.
You don't have another one? No.
I mean, coffee. Different flavors of coffee.
I would say, yeah. I like all those seasonal coffees, mm-hmm. too. There's the Spicery in Kimswick, mm-hmm. makes Frosty's favorite coffee. And we just got it because it came out November 1st, and I think we're out of the bag we got, so we need to get another bag, but it's really good. It's got like the cinnamon, graham cracker, I don't know.
Is it heavy on flavor, or is it kind of light?
Mm.
And do you put anything in it?
I mean, I usually add cream or whatever, but to me, it's really good. Feels like Christmas. Huh.
Some of those can be super intense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where I'm like, yeah, I don't want this for my, like, wake up morning coffee. I don't want it to be like a candle.
See, I like some of them sweet ones sometimes, too. I had tried that. What's that drive-through coffee place? Seven Brew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had them
yet? I have not yet.
I mean, they have a lot of different flavors and stuff. You're not just going to go, I'll have a black coffee.
Why not?
I guess you could. I mean, I guess they do that. I don't know. But they have like about 24 different.
They're like, well, okay.
How do we do this? How do I ring that up?
It's been sitting there since last week.
They have a old the bun brand coffee made. Like, oh, okay.
Grandpa's back.
This is just with the free coffee that they give out at the bank.
Oh, yeah. I heard that, speaking of Seven Brew, they have gone around to a lot of the local businesses and offered like free coffee to employees and stuff. So
yeah.
My wife, they brought them like, you know, a whole bunch of coffee and stuff one day. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's good marketing, but it's also just nice that they do that kind of stuff.
Trying to put those mom and pop place is out of business.
Oh, I know.
Put another place.
So are there, I guess, I see them everywhere now.
They're a chain, yeah.
Big chain.
And so, yes, I know that it's good to support the local mom and pop coffee shops and all that. We have about three or four of them. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Starbucks and the 7 Brew and the Dunkin'. We have all those in the area too. So can they exist with that? I don't know.
I think the ones that have something else going for them are going to be able to be sustainable, like the bakery.
Where yeah.
Not just the coffee. But the ones that are just the coffee shop, I don't know. They might want to like try to make sure that they're diversifying a little bit and bringing people in for another reason other than just a coffee.
Yeah. Well, the one near me down the old gas station, why can't I think of it? On the Grind.
Yeah.
At least they're like a drive through, and I think that's got that going for it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people just want to hop in their car, pick up a coffee on their way to work or whatever.
But isn't Starbucks drive through? I mean, they
yeah, no, I'm saying like for a mom and pop type.
Oh, okay, I see what you're
place.
Saying.
Place,
yeah.
You know, a lot of them you
got to go inside,
right?
Yeah. Got to get out of your car. Oh, got to look at somebody.
I know.
Got to speak to somebody.
I don't want to do all that.
I don't know that I have any other drinks that I would have in this time of year.
The ESB, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
The extra special bitter.
From Schlafly.
Man, they need to bring that back.
I thought they do. They do a special release.
Or is it just on tap?
Or you have to buy it in the store.
Yeah, I don't know. Winter ESB. Or is it just ESB? That's one of my favorites, and
it is a good beer.
And I don't know if it's that pop. Oh, put three new beers on tap. ESB is on tap 2 days ago.
Oh yeah, I thought that they did it every year still.
So it's can't go there this weekend, but
yeah, first pour last week.
Have to make my way up and get some.
Yeah. I think that they may still can it as well, but they only sell it at the brewery.
Yeah. Well.
Are we going to the Urge, by the way?
No, it's sold out.
Oh. Shoot.
It's fine. It was one of those, oh, yeah, I would like to go. And then I'm like, well, I got this trip and that. And well.
That's maybe. Fine.
It's fine. We've only seen, you saw him three times already this year.
Yeah.
So that's.
Oh, well, it's too late anyway. They come on at 9.
9?
Something like that. Ooh. Probably later than that, actually.
That's too late. All right.
Probably like 10.
Do we want to go to TV?
Oh, yeah, we better do this. This is going to be a big discussion.
So I guess we should say spoilers since I don't know how many people actually would watch this show, but... I told you about a show called The Chair Company that yep. I'm enjoying. I think it's funny, and it's a mystery type show as well. And I was surprised when you said you were all caught up.
It took us 2 days.
It's 2 days. I mean, what is there, 6 episodes?
I think there's 6, yeah.
Yeah.
They're only 30 minutes long.
Yeah, so, I mean, what did you think of it, like...
So the first episode, it took us a minute to like, I mean, I think even past the first episode, you're like kind of looking at it from a like cringe look almost,
right.
Where you're like, why would somebody behave like this? Why would somebody go do this kind of stuff? And I was surprised that my wife Lori is like, she really seems to kind of get into it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's so weird. He's so weird. Like, that's all she says is the whole time. And, but yeah, it's out there, man. It's weird. It is probably like an acquired taste.
Yeah. Tim Robinson's got a few shows on Netflix. I know he does a couple sketch shows. He wrote for Saturday Night Live at one time, but, His is more of a darker comedy type, I would say. It's
and very well from that show. I haven't seen his other shows, but from that, from the Chair Company, it's very like eccentric, like a lot of energy that is not, that is very
not
unique.
Normal.
Yeah, very unique that you wouldn't see out of. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody behave that way.
The whole thing is because he went to a meeting. It, like the whole premise of the show, it starts. It's like he works for this company that's gonna open a new mall, yeah. And he's given a speech to about this new mall or whatever, and he goes to sit down while someone else speaks, and the chair just breaks.
Yeah, it just
and
crumbles underneath them.
And
he's pissed off, wants to find out who's the manufacturer. They need to apologize to me. And
he can't find any info on this chair company, and it's a conglomerate of another one, and he keeps finding these different names.
Yeah, going down these different rabbit holes. And
yeah, and this at the same time, he has to continue working on this mall project while he's trying to do this undercover work, trying to figure but one of the things I, because when he falls, he accidentally, you know, he falls and this lady's standing above him and he sees her skirt.
Yeah, and then he has to go to HR. Yeah, she feels the need to report him for looking up her skirt, even though she knows that he did it by accident because she was standing literally right over the top of him. And she's like, I just want to make sure that they know. And he's like, what, why?
And he has to do these weird HR things where, like, they're just sitting. I don't remember. They were just, like,
observing him and her together.
Yeah, they're observing them. They're like, I don't think there's really, I don't know. I think we should still keep an eye.
They find out they went to high school together. And he's like, we didn't run in the same circles. And then they find the yearbook and they're like, he's got his hand around or arm around her. And like, you said you didn't run in the same circles. And it just keeps going like in so many just weird directions.
Yeah. And like one of the episodes, you think you see all these guys breaking into the lot where they're doing they're breaking ground on the mall or whatever. And you're like, oh shit, what are these guys up to? You think, and it's just a bunch of grown men playing with remote
cars.
RC cars.
We'll be done in a minute. Get out of here.
He's never made it over this bridge. He's got to go really slow.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many of, like, things that are just bizarre. But I don't know. I love this show because of that.
And I've never heard of Tim Robinson before this. And I saw that you also had a movie. It's called Friendship that he's in with Paul Rudd.
I mean, it's similar. He kind of plays the same character in everything he does.
Really? And Lori's like, I got to see what this guy looks like in real life. And she's like, oh, he doesn't look that bad because he had like a normal haircut and he had kind of like a little scruff, you know? So he kind of looked more like an average guy and not like a nerdy guy.
Yeah.
And we watched a Jimmy Kimmel interview with him from like 6 years ago. About his Netflix show, and he seemed very similar though in his mannerisms, and things like that. But he's pretty funny though. He seems pretty funny just in normal just conversation.
Yeah.
So, well, to me anyway, he's a different style of humor for sure.
But the, my favorite episode happened last week. Now we're still not at the end of the season. I think there's probably two more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea if they're going to stretch this out to a second season. Because how do you do that? I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know if they had already planned for, like, is there some kind of conclusion here? Because we're trying to figure out, like, is there something being transported in these chairs that are causing them to fall apart? Or is there some kind of conspiracy behind the scenes? It's like he keeps digging deeper and trying to figure something out. But I don't. I'm hooked.
Yeah, but that last one where it he goes he finds out that this guy goes, I know, because they found these pictures of people on a website, and this one guy calls him, like, I found the guy. I found the CEO. And he brings him down, and it's a picture, the bar game photo hunt.
Yeah.
He's like in a picture on there. He goes, oh, so he's an actor or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the guy he works with, Mike, he gets hooked on the photo hunt game, and he actually wins the entire game.
Yeah, I'll see you later. His girl is gorgeous.
And in the credits, he finds out the guy's real name, and they go to his house, and they end up at a Coke bar.
Yeah, that was funny.
This guy, be careful. Don't. You almost got your elbow in that soup over there. Oh, look at this guy. This guy looking out for me.
You worried about my elbow going in?
You worried about my clothes?
What do you think about this? He's dunking his elbow in it.
What are you gonna do? It was the most ridiculous episode, and I don't know. It ended with something we can't really talk about here, but it's. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
that episode, like. I don't know. I'm still laughing about how ridiculous that a whole entire episode was.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty wild.
Anyway, I recommend it. I don't know if you're giving that recommendation.
I would give it. I told another.
Ooh, Ruby, you stink.
Yeah, she does. I gave a friend of mine the recommendation yesterday. I said, check this out. Greg recommended this. I know the other one you recommended was Pluribus,
right? Yeah, have you watched that yet?
Not yet, no.
That's a little more serious.
Is it? Okay.
That's a Vince Gilligan. That's the Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm. I saw the actress on, she was on Jimmy Kimmel the night before last. So I told Lori, I said, these are the two that Greg said we got to watch here. So that's my homework. We're all caught up. I mean, you told me, we talked about this 6 days ago, and I'm all caught up with the chair company. Now I'm kind of disappointed, though, because it comes out weekly, and...
You got to wait.
I got to wait. Is there one still coming out this week?
I think
week?
Sunday. Oh, I don't know. There should be.
And then, you know, it'll be another week before the next one. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what happens.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. We have been going on and on for a while now. And
yeah, like we always do.
Like we always.
What are we going to talk about?
I know. Nothing. I got nothing to say. Let me just.
Lori just said, oh, crap, the Urge show just sold out.
Oh, yeah. I saw that as well.
Wah, wah.
All right. Well, I guess that's a show, huh?
I guess that's a show.
Okay, well, thanks for hanging out, and we will see you next time.